The college football conversation rolls on, and one of the games that we are tracking very closely out of the SEC this weekend, two top 25 teams with 7th-ranked Texas A&M and the 24th-ranked Auburn Tigers. Both teams have a 5-1 record, and this is a must-see game at Kyle Field in College Station. Joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Quicken Loan Studios, is Texas A&M's legendary coach, the all-time winningest coach in A&M football history. He is a recent inductee into the College Football Hall of Fame and a longtime friend of the Big East Sports Show. Hello, R.C. Slocum. How are you?
I'm doing well, Lisa. How are you today?
We are doing great. It's always wonderful to catch up with you. And before we preview Saturday's game, we wanted to extend some congratulations on your recent induction into the College Football Hall of Fame. Share with all of our listeners on a national scale now. We're big league now. Tell all the listeners what that experience was like for you and your family.
Well, it was an awesome experience, you know, and it's, first of all, very meaningful on a personal basis to be going into the Hall of Fame with the great coaches that I admired over the years in my career to be included in that group. But probably more meaningful is that it validates the work of so many great assistant coaches that I had and great players that I had. That's how you get in the Hall of Fame. You just surround yourself with a bunch of great players and coaches, and you got a chance. And I certainly was very fortunate with the people that I had around me.
Well, you're always so humble, deflecting the praise and being very, you know, grateful for the assistant coaches and their contributions throughout your system. But I find it interesting, as you were just mentioning, that you're thinking about the guys, your heroes that you looked up to as a coach throughout the year. Who were some of those guys? I'm going to assume like Darryl Royal and Coach Bear Bryant?
Yeah, that era, there was a whole, almost like a generation of guys, and I think I'm kind of in between maybe. But Frank Broyles, Darryl Royal, Bo Schembechler, Doug Dickey was an old coach at Tennessee and Florida. Vince Dooley at Georgia, I still talk to on a regular basis. And it's been fun to become friends with those guys. I got to work with John Robinson out at Southern Cal, who's a Hall of Fame coach and a dear friend. So Terry Donahue but in this area, with me growing up where I did in Texas, Darryl Royal and Frank Broyles were two guys, and Charlie McClendon at LSU were guys that I really watched coach a lot as a young guy. And then as a young coach, I got to know those guys. And then to think that someday I had a writer call me when I first was selected for the Hall of Fame, it was announced. I had a writer from Lake Charles call me, a young writer.
Uh-huh.
And I started off coaching there in high school. And he said, man, did you think about that? Would that cross your mind at Lake Charles High about someday being? I said, are you kidding them? I was worried about if I was going to have a job next year or not. The College Football Hall of Fame was the farthest thing from my mind. And it really was throughout the whole crowd. It's not something you really spend any time thinking about.
Well,
you just try to win the next game.
I was going to say, R.C., it's a tremendous honor, very, very meaningful. And I have to wonder, there's always that temptation. I would assume there's always that temptation when the month of August rolls around, your desire maybe to return to the game that you love so much, your passion. You competed at a high level. And does it close the door on that as far as knowing now that you're in the College Football Hall of Fame and that perhaps you won't return?
Yeah, I'm done coaching, other than I got some horses out at the ranch I try to coach, you know. But I love coaching. I love every minute of it. I miss it on a regular basis, particularly on game day. But I enjoy, it's a different chapter in my life, and I enjoy, I go to all A&M games, and I enjoy supporting our team and our coaches now, and I'm tremendously honored. I wouldn't do anything differently. I may have run a few plays differently, but in terms of a career, I couldn't have done anything and had more enjoyment than coaching college football. And the real joy now is there's seldom a day. I talked to Bucky Richardson just a little while ago. There's seldom a day goes by that I don't hear from one of those former players or former coaches. And so I've been a blessed man.
You're listening to the voice of R.C. Slocum. He needs no introduction. Of course, the legendary former Texas A&M football coach, the all-time winningest coach right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. And you just hit on something. I want you to expound on that. What do you miss the most about coaching?
Well, without a doubt, I think almost all coaches would tell you this. You miss the association with the guys. I was out practice yesterday with Coach Sumlin and his coaches and guys, and it's a special deal. Terry Price, the defensive line coach, played for me and started coaching for me. B.J. Anderson, the offensive line coach, worked for me at one time. Larry Jackson, the strength coach, played for me and coached for me. So I've got some real ties on that staff. And, of course, Coach Sumlin worked for me. So just being around those guys, and unless you've done it, unless you've played and been in that locker room, it's a different experience, the relationship. I've spent some of the happiest days of my life with those coaches and players, and I've spent some of the saddest days of my life with coaches and players. You know, that locker room coming in after a bitter, disappointing defeat.
Sure.
And then coming in to an exhilarating locker room where you just can't contain yourselves. You're so excited about a big game that you just won. And that's a special. A lot of people don't get to enjoy those emotional highs. And the lows have it's kind of a crazy thing. And you're an athlete. You know this. And sometimes those bitter defeats, there's a closeness or something sharing camaraderie among athletes and coaches that even in the real, real disappointing times, you still feel a closeness to those people in the locker room.
Well, R.C., I would assume, too, it was more than just the X's and O's and even the player development. You probably took great pride in growing these young men up.
To me, that's what coaching is all about. That's why I coached. I had coaches that played such a tremendous role in my life and changed my life and saw things in me that maybe I didn't even see in myself and pushed me to do things that I could not have done on my own. And so I always saw that as the role of a coach. Our coaches around the country do a great job with young people and the ones that have the right motivation, and I'd say most of them do. I'm saying, man, it's a great opportunity to have a group of young people that you can play a role in the development of their lives and making sure they're on the right track.
R.C. Slocum is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And, R.C., you've spent over 30 years at Texas A&M. You know exactly what it takes to be successful. You are a winner. Your thoughts, I want you to expand. You were just talking about Coach Sumlin. You've been out at his practices this past week. He is a hot commodity, to say the least, one of the names that are at the forefront when you start talking about college football. He really is something special.
I think he has all the tools. I think he's a great coach. He's a great guy. He's a great friend of mine, but I see him relate to kids. I think he has a great mixture of compassion and caring for kids. And at the same time, he's got a tough streak to him, too. He knows when to step up, and he's not some pushover kind of guy. He's got it as a real strength to Kevin Sumlin, but at the same time, he's got kids of his own, and he cares about kids. And I think he's got a great mix of whatever those qualities are, of being a fun guy and fun to be around, but at the same time, don't cross him.
Well, you've spent a lot of time around Kevin. Did you always have the belief that he would be such a successful head coach in such a short amount of time? I mean, he really has transformed the program.
I was very impressed with him from the first time I met him. Even before I met him, I heard about him. I used to look at those lists, the top 50 list or top 100 list in Texas, and they young men would mention the schools that they were considering. And I kept seeing Purdue on there, and I said, who the heck recruits down here for Purdue? That's what I want to know. And one of my coaches said, a guy named Kevin Sumlin, you know. I said, well, what kind of guy? He said, well, he's a good guy. You know, heck, I said, well, I want to meet him. So the next time we were at a convention, one of my coaches brought him over and said, this is Kevin Sumlin. I said, come here, man, let's go. I want to talk to you. So I told him at that time, I don't have an opening right now, but when I have one, I'm going to call you. And I did. And I was glad I did, because he was everything that he appeared to be and more.
Well, he was certainly very instrumental and key. You were talking about some of the emotional highs as being as a head coach. And I got to bring up the fact, what, in 2002, you beat the number one team in the country. Oh, by the way, that was my Oklahoma Sooners. And Kevin was very, very key in that, wasn't he?
Well, he called every play in that game and had prepared a great game plan and went out there against a well-coached Bob Stoops team there, the number one team in the nation. And we upset them with a true freshman quarterback and a true freshman wide receiver, Terrence Murphy and Reggie McNeil, in that game. And Kevin gets a whole lot of credit. We outscored them that day, and he called every play.
I thought it was interesting. I was doing some research on Kevin and Coach Sumlin we're talking about, and he was asked who has influenced him the most as a coach. He mentioned you, and he mentioned Bob Stoops.
He's got a great pedigree. You know, he worked for Joe Tiller, who was a great coach at Purdue. He was with Mike Price at one time. I think he might have been with Dennis Erickson at one time. I think, yeah, for sure he was, and then with Bob Stoops. So he's been around a lot of football, different backgrounds, different philosophies, and I think it's sure he actually played on defense in college, was a linebacker, so he's got a great football background.
Stick around, we've got much more of our exclusive one-on-one interview with the legendary former Texas A&M head football coach R.C. Slocum right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show.